Yeah, so, I was like 10, but age ain't nothing but a number. 1989 was the summer that my friend gave me my first exposure to the Fresh Prince, dropping his rhymes on funky drummer. We all box and fakes and dub the others from each other. No internet then, you had to search to discover the new shit. Any other music was stupid, I wanted nothing to do with it. So it was beyond me when they branched out to rock. I called them zombies like they had to hold their hands out to walk. And I stayed passing the jams out the bars. And when my friend got a new tape, I ran down the block to hear it. Spot the lyrics, learn the slang words, till I got the spirit burned with anger. Bump the bangers, fronted on the smooth tip, like who needs a rapper if he doesn't wanna prove shit. Humming all the music, got myself the beatbox, wrote my first rhyme and thought I was a sweet box. I couldn't sweet talk my way out of an ass kicking, cause real life, well, that's different. But still, cats knew I knew the words to the bar, man, and turtle power. So although I never rocked a bar jam, I've got my roots. Although you may not like it, a white kid who dropped the same time rappers delighted. Feel it.
I see it's like a wolf.
We have the love and
I see it's like a wolf. Yes, cause the horse is strong.
The next step to finally who I'd become came at a scout meeting 92 and 91. That's when a young man named Tom Rossoni told me about the show with beats and rhymes, the heart that make my mom disown me. Promise, homie.
Yeah, scouts honor in effect.
Told me the station I was on her in a sec. You know it was a basement show, a critical and show run. Can't forget J.O. son, Tuesday nights was so fun. Felt like no one else knew the time, cause hardcore rap wasn't big in junior high. But for me it was a calling, and I heard it in the worst way. Rhapsody once a week, every Thursday. That and the basement buddy, I take them studies gladly. So mom wanna take them from me, but take it from me, no tape was ever wasted money. It's sweeter than the taste of honey when you're feeling the force. Ha! When you're feeling the force. Ha! But back in the days when I was an underager, before I had status or became a center stager, a high school loser, never made it with a
lady.
Walking this way, stepping to the 90s, not the 80s. Man, it wasn't cool to be into rap. They called me names and mocked me for rocking till I was all ashamed. And then when I kept my ambitions to myself, this is when the trends went and flipped to something else. Rap was blowing up, so while I was growing up, so I was amazed at all the heads I saw showing up at shows when I was old enough to go and get fucking retarded instead of getting stuck. Ducking and ducking, hoping not to get caught at the best part is kids were coming up as guest artists. So I was certain my turn had come for me to get started in grade 12. I put out a tape that I made myself, and if you heard it today, you'd say it's gay as hell. But hey, it helped me figure out the four track my mom and dad gave me. Christmas 96 to use it for the common bad. Me and Geezy coming near the north side and press the buttons and made dozens of songs amounting to next to nothing. Nothing was a waste of time, we proved it indispensable. When we made a second tape with Savage and the Sentinels, your average intellectuals, any Sebutones, the cold flow, cool keys, all up in our head, you phones. Started playing shows with no self and Oracle. DJ Moves put me on, that was more than sorta cool. Made some beats for Josh Martinez. Of course, I was kneeling at the source of the force I was feeling.
Be a willy, work your body. Be a willy, work your body. Work your body.
I see it's like a wolf. I see it's like a wolf. I see it's like a wolf. Wolf, cause the wolf is strong. I see it's like a wolf. I see it's like a wolf. I see it's like a wolf. Wolf, cause the wolf is strong.
Now, the dude's playing Duno. I fell in with a new crowd of rappers in my generation trying to put a root down. Routed in a basement apartment, we put our heads together, knowing we could benefit from pooling our repressive efforts. True believers knew that we could supersede the status quo.
Rolling with a posse is the only way to go.
Step to the rear,
I'm rolling with the burner.
That's right, homeboy, you better make way.
Rap
rappers, producers, and DJs with the common goal of catching records. Better not rap like the common cold. Each level rapper coming from a different discipline seems twisted in the mix to anyone who isn't listening. Our collective, far from elementary, connects with non-identical but complementary perspectives. Some of us are avant-garde,
some of us are classicists,
most of us are both of those, and all of us are active in the actual act of rapping. Grand immaculate passion from back when it had a bad rap to when it snapped back into fashion. Imagine now we're captain, and that's when you know you're dealing with the sort of real supporters. Surely both are feeling the force.